We're doing the Chazon Ish, Emunah u'Bitachon. We're up to the 24th section of the third paragraph. We'll restart it. We'll reread quickly the first paragraph. V'omnam, en tilat ba'al halachot aguna, ela im ken kadma lo yirato lechochmato. The Chazon Ish has gone on and on discussing how the prime Torah sage is one who knows halacha. It's not just knowing the philosophy. You have to know the practical applications. He says, yeah, but you still have to be a God-fearing person. What Chazal say, Yirato kodem techochmato. The awe of heaven, the respect of the Torah, has to precede the actual learning of Torah. Without that, you know, you're just learning a philosophy, you're learning a book of some ethic. No different than this and studying some other ethic. Then chochmata Torah shruya b'lev atum. The wisdom of Torah cannot settle, cannot be a constant in the heart that's sealed. Ki ikar ta'ama ba'adinut ha'nefesh ha'mitala lemala mechamandat b'nei tmuta ha'mshotetet b'olamot elyonot ha'tom etam hishtokekut lemkor ha'chochma ha'shuefet letvuna en ketz ha'mishashat b'chek chochma b'cholat ha'ava. The main understanding, yeah, because we read this once, comes to a soul that is sensitive, that is delicate, and that soul keeps growing, and then it goes to the upper spheres and has a yearning for the source of wisdom. So there has to be the God-fearing, the awe of heaven has to precede the learning of Torah, and then the soul gets sensitized and has that yearning for the source of wisdom. Then chacham b'Torah. This is where we were up to. Rak acharei ha'itmazgut shel iyun ha'sechel v'tam yirat chet. A person is considered wise in Torah when he can synthesize, he can unite the analytical aspect, the wisdom of Torah, with the fear of heaven. The two have to work hand in hand. Kos ha'mazug mishnei eile. It's like a cup where you've mixed these two. This is the portion of a Talmid Chacham throughout his life. There has to be this duality throughout life. You can't be focused on the theoretical Torah without also having that element of being a God-fearing person. The two have to work in conjunction. This is the wine, so to speak, that's libated within him. Torah and the awe of heaven, the two together are like the body with the shape. Together, they give a form. You need the physical part, you need the shape, together you have a form. And whoever does not have the awe of heaven, even though he's brilliant, you can have a person who's born a genius, he will not be able to have a complete Torah. It's amazing. You see it. You see people who are geniuses. They're masters of Torah. But heaven is not so highly respected in their eyes. So it doesn't work. Rakol darko ha-chatchatim naftulim v'ikshut. Then you see a person like that, everything he does is twisted. You could have a person who's learned a tremendous amount, but everything is twisted, because if you don't have that component of Yirat Chet, then the Torah is not going to work out right within a person. You could twist everything. As it says, they don't merit to get their halachos when they try to give a ruling, they don't get it right. The aura pnimi amitlavei mora sechel yasheret kol ha'adurim velachdor el nekudat ha'emet ha'adina yirat Hashem Torah. The inner light that comes with the enlightenment of the brain. So you have that enlightenment of wisdom, you learn Talmud and you try to figure out. The Koreans are doing it now, right? They're studying Talmud. I don't think you're going to have a Korean posik unless they convert and they become God-fearing people. But just because you're studying the brilliance, the logic of Talmud, that doesn't mean you're going to get halacha right. Why can't you just punch it into a computer, you know? Can't you have a new Shulchan Aruch? Right, right. So he says there's this inner light that has to go with the enlightenment of the brain. And that straightens a person. And that allows him to pinpoint that spot of, that delicate spot of truth. How do you get there? You want to get the truth? there has to be a fear of heaven, a pure fear of heaven that combines with the learning of Torah. Umi shechaser ta yirah, and if someone's missing that awe of heaven, hu chadu l'arega shel adinut ha-nefesh, then he's also lacking that sensitivity. V'chaser tam shel ziva chokma bat ha-shamayim, and he's missing that glow of wisdom. There's a glow of wisdom that doesn't come from the brain, that comes from above. Then his mind is lacking that discernment between what's false and true, and his wisdom is lacking in every corner. Everywhere he goes, he's going to think he's got it right, but he's missing something.
Can it come from study? In other words, yes. If you start out without it, you can get it from study.
If you try.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you try.
You're not studying it the way you're studying Russian history.
I'll give you a better answer. A kid asked me last Shabbos, 2 Shabbatot ago. We had Birkat HaChodesh, 2 Shabbatot ago. So one of the kids in shul asked, why do we say Yirat Shamayim twice? Chaim sheyesh bem Yirat Shamayim. Chaim sheyesh bem Avat Torah v'Yirat Shamayim. Chaim sheyesh bem Oshev v'Chavod. Chaim sheyesh bem Busha v'Chlima. Chaim... So you say twice Yirat Shamayim there. Okay, I don't remember it now. But you say Yirat Shamayim twice. I don't remember the exact wording. So it's okay. You guys could look it up later. So I said to them, look, I never noticed it, in all honesty. I never thought of it. But now that you've pointed it out, there is a line in Talmud. The Talmud says we find Yirat Shamayim in two places. It says in Mishlei, in Proverbs, Yirat Hashem Reshit Chochma, to start wisdom you need to be in awe of heaven. And then it says Ekev Chochma. It says Yirat Shamayim comes after wisdom. Which one is it? Is it the starting point or the end point? So the Talmud says it's both. You need an element of Yirat Shamayim to start learning. If you have no respect for heaven, then you won't get anywhere with your learning. Now there's a higher level of Yirat Shamayim that develops through the learning. So maybe that's why I suggested, maybe that's why we talk about Yirat Shamayim twice, the two levels of Yirat Shamayim there. But at any rate, coming back here, so yes, that's definitely true, that through the learning, if a person tries to be honest with his learning, then he can also develop his Yirat Shamayim. They go hand in hand. There are times that a person only learns in order to be more arrogant, to be able to show off his learning and tell other people, you see, you got that wrong, you got that wrong. Then the learning won't do anything for him. In many places. So learning will help a person when a person attempts to do what's right with his learning.
So that's guilty, that's lack of honesty. But what does it mean for someone to learn in honesty?
As much as he can. He tries to get it right and he tries to do what God wants of him and to apply it in his life.